Hey there! Welcome back to Campus XP, an exclusive podcast series by UpGrad Campus. Today, let's talk all about design thinking. Before that, we have an important message to share with you. Firstly, we crossed over 2,500 downloads on various platforms for Campus XP, and we are thankful to you for that. Second, we at UpGrad Campus are transforming Indian universities and colleges into next-gen institutions by upgrading their classrooms and curriculums. You can find more information on us by visiting college.upgradcampus.com. When you hear the word design, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Those massive banners of your favorite brands? Colorful invitations of your friend's wedding? Some stunning magazine spreads? The luring food ads? It's time to acknowledge that our perception of design as purely superficial, focused solely on surface-level aesthetics or beauty, falls short of its true essence. Design encompasses far more than mere appearances. Fundamentally, design revolves around the art of problem-solving and the creation of functional solutions. In the 1950s, a group of designers in Germany started to develop a new approach to design that focused on problem solving. They called it Gestalt psychology, which sounds fancy, but really just means the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This approach shifted the focus of design from just making things pretty to understanding how people interact with them. Because, let's face it, a chair may look great, but if it's uncomfortable, nobody is going to sit on it. But it wasn't until the 1990s that design thinking really started to take off. That's when companies like IDEO and Stanford's Design School began popularizing the approach. Since then, the design thinking process has been applied to developing new products and services and to a whole range of problems. From creating a business model for selling solar panels in Africa to the operation of Airbnb. Today, design thinking has become a buzzword in the world of business. According to the Design Management Institute, design-conscious companies like Apple, Coca-Cola, and Walt Disney see a 10-year returns yielding 2.19 times compared to the rest of the Fortune 500. But design thinking isn't just for the big names in tech and design. It's a way of thinking that can be applied to any problem or challenge, no matter how big or small. There are 5 phases to this approach. Let's go over them one by one. Let's consider you have already found out your problem statement and the people who are affected by it. First up is the empathize phase. Empathy is all about understanding the people you're designing for. In this phase, we are not just trying to understand our users' needs and wants, we are aiming to empathize with them on a personal level. It's like trying a new pair of shoes to see how they feel. In this phase, one gets to know the users by talking to them, observing them, and really listening to their needs and wants. And once we've got that down, it's time to get creative in the ideation phase. This is where we come up with as many ideas as possible without worrying about whether they're practical or not. It's like brainstorming, but with more crazy ideas. In the define phase, we take all the information we've gathered and distill it down into a clear and concise problem statement. It's like condensing a lengthy novel into a tweetable bite. We want to identify the core problem that we are trying to solve based on the insights we've gained from the empathize phase. Now, we are at the prototype phase. This is where you start turning your ideas into prototypes like a rehearsal before going to the big show. We want to make sure our solution works and meets the needs of our users before we launch it out into the world. And finally, we have the test phase. This is where you put your prototype in front of real users and get feedback. And lo and behold, you have solved the problem or at least got better at it. Let's try to understand design thinking phases in a more relatable way. Think about a time when you had a problem to solve. Let us take an example of when you were trying to find a new job. You might start by asking yourself what kind of job you want and what skills you have to offer. This is similar to the first stage of design thinking, that is, the empathize phase, where you try to understand the problem and the people involved. Next, you might start looking for job openings and sending out resumes. This is like the ideation stage of design thinking, where you generate lots of ideas for how to solve the problem. But what if you're not getting any responses to your applications? You might start to think that your resume needs to be improved. This is like the prototype stage of design thinking, where you create a rough model of your solution and test it out to see how well it works. Finally, you might ask your friends or family members to look at your resume and give you feedback. This is like the testing stage of design thinking, where you get feedback from the people you cater to and use it to improve your solution. Talking about job search, resumes, and skills, let me tell you that in today's fast-paced and ever-changing world, employers are looking for individuals who possess skills beyond just technical knowledge. They seek individuals who can think critically, communicate effectively, and innovate in their work. Design thinking provides a framework for students to develop and hone these skills, making them highly sought after in the job market. Moreover, design thinking is not limited into a specific industry or field. It can be applied to any problem or challenge, making it a valuable skill for students across all disciplines. Whether they are pursuing a career in tech, healthcare, education, or business, design thinking will help students approach problems with a human-centered and creative approach. And it's high time that colleges and universities start offering design thinking courses to their students. UpGrad Campus can help institutions in this direction, as we have a full-stack development joint degree program which offers a specialization in UI and UX design. This program provides a comprehensive curriculum that covers everything from the fundamentals of design thinking to the latest tools and technologies used in UI and UX design. Through this program, institutions can offer their students a program where they can learn how to apply design thinking principles to create user-centered designs that meet business goals and user needs. You can head over to our website, college.upgradcampus.com, to learn more about our content solutions. And that concludes today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, please give us a thumbs up and don't forget to share it with your friends. We'll be back with another exciting episode soon. In the meantime, keep learning and keep growing.